I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, that was an hour of radio. I don't even know how to sum it up.
Podcast.
Yeah, podcast, the first
Listen
hour
to
of today's
for,
show.
Yeah.
So we were up against the fact we were past due for a break at the end of the Chet segment. Thoughts? Sue, you've been quiet. Thoughts on what Chet said?
I think he brings up a good reminder, and that is we need to have all the facts before anybody jumps to conclusions, even though we see things and we think we know what happened, that we let the law handle it and see what plays out.
So playground rules, because I've never done criminal law, and I haven't done any law in 20 years. But playground rules, let's say that what Tony read is what the evidence is and you're a juror. That they didn't choke him to death, but based on the trauma of the overall arrest, and the prosecuting attorney argues that, hey, he had his neck on his knee on his friggin' neck for 9 minutes and he's calling for his dead mom. How do you think you would lean on that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to sit there and listen to all of it. All of it. And that's my whole point. We don't know all of it.
Let me put it this way. Would you need him to have been choked to death to be persuaded?
Would you need the cause of death to be strangulation for it to be murder? Is that what you're...
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. See, I would have to have the definition of murder. I would have to have the definition of... Didn't he say that it would be... Yeah, I don't know. I cannot answer that. And I won't unless I were to see everything.
Shut her off.
Chet said we would never be on his jury, by the way.
Yeah, which I think is...
No, we would not.
I think what Chet said is insightful in that...
Yeah, Chet's a very smart lawyer.
Yeah, in that I would guess that if the cause of death isn't asphyxiation or strangulation, however, it's determined that due to... George Floyd's existing medical conditions, which apparently were or included at least coronary artery disease and hypertensive heart disease, and the fact that this officer had his knee on his neck for so long contributed along with those other health conditions to his reason for dying, I would have thought that would not change the charge.
And it may.
Right. And Chet's point was, is it could. And that
well, also,
I didn't realize.
Well, again, go ahead, Rachel.
I think he's been charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter.
Yeah.
So didn't Chet say that even if murder isn't proven, he's a much better candidate for manslaughter?
Yeah, because that could just be negligent.
Yeah.
And they've said, and the prosecutor said, that more charges are likely.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can always raise that murder three to a murder two.
Here's the difference between a lawyer like Chet and me. If I'm a juror, I'm going to be, hey, like Sue, my mind's wide open. I'm here to be convinced. But if you try to convince me that he died of some sort of stress-related, you know, comorbidity, and you try to convince me that this guy's knee on his neck for 8 minutes didn't contribute, that's a tough row to hoe.
Yeah. And not one that I'm buying.
Yeah, that's a tough row to hoe.
I mean, we know that it's a brilliant defense. We know that the other officers said, "Hey, don't you think he's probably had enough?" We know that another officer tested his pulse, or at least the reports are that the another officer tested his pulse, and it was coming back that there was no more pulse, and he still didn't take his knee off his neck. For me, at that point, it doesn't have to officially be strangulation anymore for me to make up my mind that is still that this officer still murdered this man. But again, in the eyes of the law, you know, maybe it's different. I think that this guy is, I think he's guilty, and I think he's going to be found guilty. Which, it, you know, unless there's some evidence that, and I agree with Sue, and I shouldn't, you know, I don't want to get too ahead of, because maybe there is evidence that we don't know. And he deserves due process, and he deserves his, as everyone, he deserves his day in court. But unless there's some evidence out there that we haven't seen yet, then I think that,
I mean, my guess is, unless the guy takes a plea deal, the Chet Fleeman defense is going to be the defense. I bet that's what it's going to be, is that unfortunate situation, but the guy was unhealthy, and we don't know whether he would have died from just being arrested, or if this, because you'll have expert witnesses who will say he definitely died because of the knee. And you'll have expert witnesses say, like, nope, he probably didn't. And then a juror's just going to have to make a decision.
Well, and it's also going to come down to, are you allowed to have your knee on his neck? Which, in Minnesota, it is. But I keep seeing that, like, it's 4 minutes maximum. So this police officer decided to double that.
Yeah.
And I believe the DOJ even came out and said, as soon as they're cuffed, get them off their belly, get them off the ground. What is the point of kneeling on a man's neck for 8 minutes, especially when 3 of those minutes he is completely unresponsive. Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing?
And reportedly doesn't even
have
a pulse.
Right. Like, what is the point other than you're trying to assert dominance, you're trying to feel powerful, you might be murdering somebody, I don't know.
And just so that I'm clear, there's a difference between me sitting here at 4:15 and talking about this on the radio and being a juror. If I'm a juror, my mind's wide open. Right now, I'm just common sense, Dave, and I'm looking at it and saying, well played, Chet Fleeman. However, common sense leads me to believe that even if he wasn't strangled, he doesn't die if this doesn't happen.
How do you select a jury in a case like this where it's not just well-known, but it's a viral video? Most people in the country have seen
it. It's almost impossible.
Yeah. What is third-degree murder? I've never even heard of that.
I don't know. First degree is premeditated.
Stand by, I'm going in.
Yeah.
I think it's mostly has to do with the maximum sentence time, too.
Yeah, but it has to do with, like,
there's still
intention. And
third degree murder is a category of murder defined in the laws of 3 states in the U.S.
Yeah.
Florida, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania.
Yep. A lot of
all
states.
All be darned.
Most states would put.
It would be manslaughter.
Most states would define what in Minnesota is defined as murder 3 would be manslaughter in Missouri. In many other states, it would be a high level of manslaughter.
Now,
so
play this one out.
Yeah.
8 months from now, a year from now, a year and a half from now, they go to trial, and he's found not guilty because of the Chet Fleeman defense. Mm-hmm. It all burns down again. Even worse.
Yeah. No, it'll all come back. Unfortunately, like we saw in Ferguson, there was 2 rounds of protests in Ferguson. One when it happened, and one after they decided not to press charges.
Third-degree murder could also refer to depraved heart murder. It's a type of murder where an individual acts with a depraved indifference to human life, and where such act results in death, obviously, despite the individual not explicitly intending to kill.
Which in layman's terms means you're being a dick and someone dies.
Yeah.
It's different than, I think I'm going to go kill this guy.
Right.
Yeah, which is...
And it's different than...
That's first degree.
It's also different than I'm swinging a golf club around and I hit someone. I shouldn't have been doing that. I'm responsible for their death, but it's just manslaughter.
Right. And second degree is you didn't plan on killing somebody, but your actions resulted in their... But once it was happening...
More of an in-the-moment murder.
Yeah, but more of an in-the-moment murder, exactly, which a lot of people are arguing this could be raised to second degree. And it may. I mean, like I said, the prosecutor has already said that more charges are likely. So
do you guys have expectations for tonight as far as the protests go?
Well, the National Guard has been deployed, right?
I mean, when that happened in Ferguson, Tony, you were there. That shut it down, right?
It helped tremendously, yes. Yes.
Maybe so, that combined with the arrest.
It depends a whole lot on the level of. It depends a whole lot on the level of force that.
Yeah.
Law enforcement is willing to use.
Do you think the cops made the right decision in abandoning the precinct? I heard Kill Me Today saying it was terrible, it's a travesty, they should have defended it, you shouldn't give up a precinct.
I almost heard every single law enforcement expert. I didn't hear a single law enforcement person say that they agreed with that. And that's definitely not what they did in Ferguson either. They stay, you know, that's basically where the line was at the police department, was at the precinct. So I'm not going to even pretend to try to make decisions for the police in Minnesota, but yeah. I was surprised.
You didn't like it.
I was certainly surprised by it.
Play a game?
Sure.
It's DGS.
Right?
Well, the national quiz is generally, we can't just rush that in 3 minutes. Can't happen.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
We'll come back. We'll let Dave Murray play.
All right.
There you go.
Sounds good to me.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
426 DGS. On the break, I asked... Good editing. On the break, I asked the guys... I don't know a single word they say.
I know them
so
all.
The guys just translated for me. I don't know what they're advertising. I don't know what they're saying. I just know that I like the song.
It's a stone cold jam.
It is. But I had no idea what words they're... I just did... But then... It reminds me, last night I made myself laugh for the dumbest reason ever. Hello, Dave, by the way.
Hello there.
The intro to the Brady Bunch, we've all heard a million times. Mm-hmm. Can you sing the part about the boys? Can you sing it out loud?
They were four.
Born and living all together.
They were what? They were what?
They were I thought four they were men.
Yes.
And living all together.
Up until about a month ago, when I'm 55, from my childhood, I heard it as they were formed and living all together.
Oh, my God. You know what I heard it as? They were born and living all together.
See?
I thought it was they were four men living all together.
Oh, it is. That's what it is. But
yeah,
I
better.
Heard they were formed as opposed
they were
to
formed.
As opposed to deformed.
And
I and like I knew what the show was about. I love the show. But every day I just like, they were formed and living all together. I'm like, good for them. Two arms, two legs.
Those nice formed boys.
I really did. And it was like a month ago that it was playing
Sue
on.
Sue just
like,
sang it as Born when she
yeah,
was
that's what I mean.
Working it
I
out
really,
in her head.
I really thought it was Born.
Well, technically we've all been born, but.
And formed.
They were
and
born.
Formed. For that matter.
We're all right.
Together.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. We're all right.
Yeah.
Did they ever talk about the previous marriages?
Not really.
It seems like a little bit of a sticky subject.
They had to have, right?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
There's never any like shuffling around to the biological dad and mom.
Well, I think they both died because no way they'd have done divorces.
Right. Yeah, they would have had to have because
There
would have had to have at least been one episode where the other mom was coming to pick up the kids.
Maybe like, they killed each other.
They can't just never see him again.
Maybe they killed each other.
It was a murder-suicide. A very Brady murder-suicide. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Wow. Okay. Great.
And they couldn't have been.
We'd have made it more, made for a different jingle.
It really
would
have.
And they would have had to. The other parents would have had to die pretty recently because the youngest kids are pretty young.
Right.
All right. Let me find out.
But an appropriate amount of time.
did
they wouldn't have just jumped into a relationship, right? I mean, they're sleeping in separate beds.
How young were the youngest kids at the beginning? I thought they were like
five or six.
I thought they were like four.
Yeah.
I think it was a car crash. The husband was driving one car. The wife was driving the other, and it was a head-on collision.
And that's how they met.
According to Wikipedia, the wife and daughters did take the Brady. Okay, Mike's wife had passed away, making him a widower, but the status of Carol's first marriage was always kept a secret.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
In fact, Sherwood Schwartz maintains that Carol was divorced. Yes. Was divorced from her first husband, but nothing about it was ever mentioned in this series.
That's insane.
Wow, he was like, I never want to see my three daughters again.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yep,
if he's still alive, where's he at? Well, how come he's not picking them up every other weekend?
Yeah, him and Mike could be giving each other the side eye.
Tony, he's a deadbeat dad. That's all I'm saying.
Guess so.
If he's a deadbeat dad, then I would imagine there would have been a very special episode of the Brady Bunch addressing deadbeat dads.
I think Sherwood Schwartz
today on a very special episode.
Stop saying Sherwood Schwartz.
Didn't want to go there.
They were formed.
Living all together. Good for you.
They were born.
Thank you for clarifying that.
They were abandoned and not supported.
Okay.
Mr. Brady was gay, so he didn't care.
Said you'll make a fine beard.
Your husband left you. I'm gay as a blade. Let's do this thing.
What's the deal with Alice? Why doesn't she have her own family?
I really don't think sleeping with Sam the Butcher, if they are, he's very disappointed. Because she really seemed like she likes girls. Well, we've ruined this one.
Yeah.
Dave, how about that weekend forecast?
Yeah, save us.
Oh, how about today? Fantastic.
Gorgeous.
Pretty nice day.
Carry that through the weekend.
It's awesome.
Saturday, Sunday, 75, low humidity. There might be a little bit of cloudiness late in the afternoon tomorrow, a little impulse in the northwest flow, but the air is too dry, no rain, no nothing, just gorgeous. 55 at night, then 80 on Monday, dry times. Tuesday and Wednesday starts to feel like summer, close to 90 each day. But the next couple of days, fantastic.
Cool.
Fantastic. Mm.
Dave, you want to play a trivia game with us?
Sure.
Tony, you want to set it up?
As long as it's not the Brady Bunch.
No, this is week three of the National Day Challenge. Woo! So far, so good with this game. We'll see how long it lasts. But for now, it's something that we have.
Is anyone on a winning streak?
No, because you won the first game, and then you weren't here last Friday.
Oh.
So you didn't win game two, but
I am undefeated.
No fault of your own.
Yes. Who won?
You are the only one who's undefeated.
Did Sue win last
week?
I think
Sue
won.
Did you win last week?
I don't even remember. I think I might have. I did.
A lot of Idaho questions last week.
Did she win on an answer about Sherwood Schwartz?
Yes, she did.
No.
So
I only wish.
So, Dave, each week I look back
middle-aged successful man. She's
all
on it.
All of the national days from that week, and there's typically like 30, because every day is like five or six national day ofs. So there's a lot to choose from.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of them are really awful and impossible to ask trivia questions about. So thank goodness there's so many to choose from. So there's 10 questions, all have to do with the various national days that happened this week. There's a tiebreaker if we need it at the end. And then at the very end, the last question is something that we call the QMD, the question of mass destruction, which means that if you get it right, it's an automatic win. No matter the score, no matter who has won the game at that point, if you can get the QMD, it's an automatic victory. So there's always a chance to steal a victory in the National Day Challenge. Okay, so here we go. Everybody's going to buzz in with your name. If you buzz in and you get the answer wrong, you don't lose any points because we encourage participation. If you get it right, you get a point. And in this game, there's 10 questions. Question number 10 has 5 possible points. So you can really clean up.
Wow.
Yeah, you can really clean up and or catch up in that 10th question. So here we go. National Day Challenge, week of 5/24. Sunday was National Wyoming Day. What city is the capital of Wyoming?
Dave.
Casper.
Cheyenne.
Glover buzzed in and said, Casper, that is wrong.
Cheyenne.
Anybody
Dave.
Else want to buzz in?
Sue.
Dave. Other Dave. Cheyenne.
Maybe we should have Glover.
Sue is buzzed in. Dave,
thank you.
You have got to learn the rules.
Weather. I'll go weather.
Buzz in before you answer. Sue, you want to make a guess?
Would that be Cheyenne, Tony?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I learned this lesson last week, and it's a hard one to learn.
Hold on. I get an assist anyway.
G, D, M, S, and R.
You're going to have to say Murray and Glover.
There you go. I know, right?
I'll go weather. I'll say weather.
Here we go. Question number two.
I was going to say weather.
You got to buzz in before you yell out the answer. The favorite of many cowboys, what is the official sport of the state of Wyoming?
Rachel. Favorite of cowboys would be barrel racing.
Which is incorrect.
Dave Glover.
Dave Glover.
Weather.
The rodeo.
Correct. Is the official sport.
I zoomed in too close there.
Of the state.
Yeah, you did. Wyoming. Too specific, but barely.
All right, let's move on. Monday, of course, was National Memorial Day. Within five, what year was Memorial Day made a national holiday?
Oh, boy. Weather.
Go ahead, Dave.
1950.
That is incorrect.
It's
a very tricky one.
Is it?
Dave.
Yes, sir.
1925.
Nope.
Sue.
Yes, Sue.
You said within five, though, right?
Within five years, yes.
58.
No.
I'll go early and I'll say 1910.
1971.
Oh, wow. So close.
Isn't that unbelievable?
that is unbelievable.
I was shocked by that. Question number four. Before it was called Memorial Day, what was the day called?
Sue.
Weather. Yes.
Sue. I have no idea, but I'm going with Flag Day.
That is incorrect.
Weather.
Dave Murray?
Observance Day.
No, that is incorrect.
Dave.
Dave Glover.
Remembrance Day.
No, that is incorrect.
Dang. Gosh, I don't know.
She's going to guess barrel racing.
You know you got to buzz
Service
in.
Service Day.
Decoration Day.
Oh.
Memorial Day was known as Decoration Day. All right, question number five. Tuesday was National Paper Airplane Day.
Of course.
The largest paper airplane ever made had a wingspan of 60 feet and was made in 2013 in what country? Hint, it was not the United States.
Sue. Biggest airplane. How about, Tony, how about China?
That is incorrect.
China.
Rachel. We're just guessing countries at this point.
Yes, we are.
That's okay, but that's possible.
Canada.
Incorrect.
Russia.
Nope. Dave Murray? Robert.
Spain.
Germany made the biggest paper airplane.
Sounds like him.
It's very difficult to come up with trivia about Paper Airplane Day. So here's another one. Just going to guess. Wednesday was the national day for a specific flavor of popsicle. What flavor was it?
Was it Dreamsicle?
No, that is incorrect.
Sue.
Weather.
Sue.
Cherry.
No, that is incorrect.
Weather.
Dave Murray.
Grape.
It was grape.
That was my guess. Damn it.
Dang.
It was grape. Every May 27th is National Grape Popsicle Day.
I got to tell you my paper airplane story someday.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Write that down. Write that down.
Okay. All right.
Monday's show is booked.
As we learned.
That's all we need.
As we learned from Trish's Trash yesterday.
Burger Day.
Thursday was National Hamburger Day. Within 5 billion, how many burgers are eaten every year in the United States?
Sue. Within how many, Tony?
5 billion.
I'm going to say 15 billion.
That is incorrect.
20.
Weather.
Dave, 20.
Dave Glover's wrong. Dave Murray, buzz in. You're
25.
That is incorrect.
Billion.
All right, Rachel.
I'm going to think maybe it's a trick question and say 5 billion.
50 billion hamburgers eaten every year in the United States.
Jeez.
Does that count sliders, though? Because those are tiny.
It's a great question.
I got to do a couple billion of those.
It's a great question. It did not break out the number of burgers. Question number 8. What is the most popular way Americans have their burgers?
Rachel. Medium.
That is incorrect. Cooked.
Dave.
Yes. So,
well done.
Dave, well done is correct.
Ugh, we have no sense.
I know, it's gross, right?
It's gross.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. 2 questions ago, but like I said, question 10 has 5 possible points on the line, so it's really anybody's game. Right now, Dave Glover is leading with 2 points. Dave Murray has a point. Sue has a point. And Rachel doesn't have a point yet. Okay. Question number 9. Sticking with the hamburgers, because it was the easiest thing to find trivia about. Most people trace the origin of the hamburger to Hamburg, Germany, but it gained recognition in the United States in 1904 at what event?
Rachel.
Sue.
Rachel.
The World's Fair.
That is correct.
Yes.
The World's Fair.
That was too
held
easy.
Right here. I know, but a lot of these questions are hard, Dave. It's got to be easy ones and hard
ones.
Yeah,
you got to throw them.
All right, so just a quick reminder, because there are 5 points on the line in this question. If somebody buzzes, but the first person to buzz in can get however many they get, but if there's still points left on the board, another person can buzz in and clean up and then go. That process can continue until either everyone has taken a shot at it or all the answers have been answered. Question number 10. And again, right now, Dave Glover has the 2-point lead, has 2 points in the lead. Dave Murray, Sue, and Rachel all have 1 point, so it's anybody's ball game. And of course, we still have the QMD coming up. For 1 point each.
Sherwood Schwartz.
What are the top 5 toppings people put on
Dave.
Their burgers? Dave.
Mustard.
Incorrect.
Sue.
Weather.
Sue.
All right.
You're in.
Ketchup.
That is the number 2 answer.
And are we talking top? You said toppings,
toppings,
right?
So that's all.
So
that's what
cheese.
You get. Cheese is number 1, Sue.
Pickle.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Dave
weather.
Or Rachel, buzz in, hurry.
Dave.
Weather.
Dave Murray, go ahead.
Mayonnaise.
No.
Rachel.
Okay, Rachel, hold on. Listen to me.
Oh.
Yes. There are 3 points left. Sue has 3 points right now, so you need 2 to force a tiebreaker with Sue or get all 3 to win the game prior to the Q&A.
Can I hear the toppings again?
Yeah, you sure can. For 1 point each, what are the top 5 toppings people put on their burgers? So far, we have cheese and ketchup are the only 2 that are taken. That was number 1 and number 2.
I'm going to go lettuce.
Lettuce is number 3. One more to force a tie with Sue.
I'm going to go tomato.
Yes!
Yes!
Okay. Oh, my gosh,
Hold
Rachel.
On. You can win the game to the QMD if you can get this last one.
Sue is rooting for me to beat her. I love her so much. She's like, there's one more, and you'll win, and not me. Gosh.
I'm sending it to you
pickles.
In my brain.
We said mayo.
Me too.
That's right. And mustard was also
mustard.
Said.
Mustard. We got ketchup.
I wonder what it could be.
Is it onions?
It is onions.
Yes!
There you go.
And Rachel has won the game unless somebody can steal it in the QMD. The tiebreaker, had we have needed it, was back to Wyoming. Wyoming is the least populated state in the U.S. It would have been closest guess wins. What is the population of the state of Wyoming? It's 579,000 people.
Wow. Good grief.
Yes, in that huge state.
That's nuts.
Only 579,000 people. So, here we go. QMD for an automatic win. Anybody's game here. Buzz in. Try to steal it from Rachel. Rachel, you can still buzz in to protect yourself. Sticking with Wyoming. Pictured on their state flag, what is the state animal of Wyoming?
Dave. Soup.
Dave Glover.
Is it a bear?
It is not a bear.
Weather.
Soup.
Dave Murray.
Buffalo.
It is a buffalo.
I knew it was a bear.
It's a buffalo, and Dave Murray has stolen the game and won by answering the question of mass destruction.
Congrats, Dave.
Thanks.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday. 4:48. Well, I give Trump a lot of trouble. I'm going to give him some credit. Just on the break, we were listening to his press conference, and someone asked him an obvious gotcha question about
George Floyd?
No.
Minnesota?
Minneapolis?
Where was it that he said there were good people on both sides?
Charlottesville.
Yeah.
And someone said, like, do you think there were good people on both sides last night? And I just held my breath, literally, thought he's going to say no. And he said, yes, there are a lot of good people there who are protesting out of sorrow. Whew, thank God.
Yeah, protesting for all the right reasons, he said.
Yeah. Hello, Frank Cusimano.
Good to be with you, Dave.
What's going on in the world of sports?
Well, we're just getting ever so close to everything coming back. The National Hockey League is almost all set. All they have to do is announce the two cities, and I think they'll do that next week. And I think we're going to have hockey, you know, after a workout period, a training camp. I think we could have hockey, you know, like in early to mid-July. And that's a really great thing. And the Blues are the team to beat, no matter what anybody says. The Las Vegas oddsmakers came out. They had them like fifth. That's a crock. You take the team that just won it, who just got their best player back. Baseball, different story.
Hey, Frank, before we move off the NHL, are there do people think they know the two cities? Are there two, like, assumed cities, or is it anybody's guess still?
Well, the assumed one city, Tony, is Las Vegas. Hotel space. Players wouldn't mind, you know, spending time there. Great facilities. So I think they are a runaway leader. And then we got some other strong candidates. Edmonton, which is shocking to most, but it has the Rogers Center, which is brand new, incredible locker rooms, all these hotels that are connected where you don't even have to go outside. Columbus is another one with great facilities, and Pittsburgh. So there's 10 on the list, but I think it's Vegas and then a few others that really have a chance to get the two.
And can you just once again kind of lay out what it's going to look like? I mean, essentially it's just we just start a big tournament, right? But what are the differences between the tournament that we'll see starting in July and the typical NHL playoff tournament?
Well, first of all, the early series will be a best of five, which I think adds more intrigue, and I think it moves it along better. While those eight teams are battling in a best of five, then you have the Blues, you have the Stars, you have the Avalanche, and the Las Vegas squad, and they're just going to play a round robin. They're going to play three games, and they'll determine who's going to be the one playing against the eight and the two against the seven. So that'll just be one game just to keep them sharp, because you don't want the Blues just sitting there, and after all this layoff, and have a team, you know, have a five-game series and then play the Blues. So it's good that they're going to, you know, stay sharp and play some games.
Yeah. All right, and then moving on to Major League Baseball?
Well, when two of the biggest names in the profession are saying there's no way in the world that players should take another pay cut, and players do not take it. And those two guys are Scott Boras, who represents 71, the most powerful agent in the history of pro sports, and the other is the pride of Parkway Central, Max Scherzer, the best pitcher on the planet Earth. And there's just a lot of animosity, and there's a lot of anger. And, you know, I still think, you know, they're going to play somehow. But as we speak right now on this Friday afternoon, there's very little progress being made on the baseball front.
When's the deadline to make those decisions? Like, at some point, if Major League Baseball doesn't get a plan in place, it's going to be too late.
You're right.
Is there a recognized or assumed sort of deadline to get this thing done by before you just have to scrap it?
Well, first of all, Tony, you got to add in a 3-week spring training. I mean, baseball pitchers are going to need some time. Okay, so. I talked to the Hall of Famer Rick Hummel this morning. He thinks the season may start in August. So you have a sprint to the finish where you play some doubleheaders, maybe get 65, 70 games in, you know, in a couple of months. It's not like with baseball, as you mentioned, you can play into November. You can't do that.
So this
cutoff date is going to be coming up very shortly.
So, Frank, obviously the players want to play. The ownership wants them to play. Everyone wants to play. But if the players and their agents play hardball, no pun, do you think the owners will try to protect them from the backlash from fans, or do you think that they'll throw them under the bus and be like, well, we wanted to play, but the players are greedy?
I think in this battle, Dave, they'll present their case to the public, and they kind of already have, Dave, they've already stated their case via the media. So I think they're doing exactly that, hey, we want to play, we want to share the revenue, but they're really not sharing it, you know, fairly. And I think the players are going to lose this public relations battle. I mean, think about it, Dave. You have 30 or 40 million people out of work, and these baseball players can still salvage, you know, $3 or $4 million in the year 2020. They're not going to play. That's the way it's going to be painted.
Yeah.
But there's another side to the story.
Sure.
Anything else, Frank, that we need to know about?
Here's something kind of fascinating. So college football players are going to start back in the first week of June. And they are so COVID-19 conscious that they are not going to use a football for a couple of weeks. They don't want anybody getting, you know, hands on the same ball. So it'll be like conditioning and running and, you know, looking over plays. But for a while, they're not going to use a football.
Mm. Frank, have a great weekend, buddy.
Okay, guys, take care.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.